You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Oh, let's go. Oh, we got to go. We got a lot of ground to cover right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford as we get closer and closer to game day. The Browns with a heavy day of work today on the practice field. And then we'll, you know, you start to taper a little bit on Friday. And then, of course, the trip to Nashville and the get-together with the Tennessee Titans coming up on Sunday. We've been going through a lot of things. We laid out our Ohio business machine, the hot topics of the day for you, your offensive keys to the Browns being able to get in the win column Sunday. Defensively, same thing. How do they put their foot on the throats, whether it's Jake Locker or Charlie Whitehurst, doesn't matter, of this struggling Tennessee offense. And what player stock is heading up going into Sunday and what player needs to step it on up? We'll get into that a lot more. All right, Matt, as we said, let's pick it up right here. The numbers suggest three straight years of 1-7 on the road for the Browns. Now, the last win, they've lost seven straight on the road, by the way. Yeah. Seven in a row. It's right. I mean, again, you know, and we know. We lay out so many things about winning at home is very important. Usually you got to win 6 or 8 at home, right? I mean, if you really want to be relevant and be what and who you espouse yourselves to be, you got to win in your division. But, Matty, the glaring thing about this football team, 3 straight years of 1-7 on the road, the last time they won as many as 2 games, Colt McCoy was quarterbacking back on the road, was 2010, that big win against New Orleans.
Yes.
And got one more that year. But, again, is it more than just we laid out all the cliches. 53 got a band together. You got to develop an us-against-the-world mentality. You got to be able to get over maybe a strong home crowd that gives their team a lift. What's most essential to you, Matt, as far as developing the mindset that we're going to win football games on the road?
Well, I think every head coach develops a schedule for travel differently, meaning the requirements of the guys on the road. Do they have meetings? Are they held accountable to be at those meetings? You know, and I've been in different places that have done two things. Some want to get you on the road, and they want to give you freedom. You get your per diem. They want you to see the town. They want you to, sit in the lobby with your family,
yeah,
whatever it might be, and, you know, get your mind off of football for just a little snippet. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, whether it be, Sunday morning meetings or Saturday night meetings, it allows you to get back by a certain time. You're accountable to be in that room. If you're late, you're fine as if you missed a meeting just at your home facility. I will tell you this about winning on the road. I've been a part of some teams that struggled. I've been a part of a team, some teams that did extremely well, and some in between. There is no better bond of a football team than winning football games on the road. Whether you're busing somewhere, flying across country, or flying an hour, mm-hmm, you know, it allows you the luxury of celebrating a victory in someone else's house, which is a great thing.
Always whenever, fun.
You know, when 60,000 people are, you know, PO'd at you, that you just set their team away, whether they're good, bad, or indifferent, with a loss. That feels really good. It's the struggle of being out of your comfort zone. You know, you're not sleeping in your home. You're not, you know, in your home locker room. Your fans aren't the ones supporting you. You're not driving by. You're not in your routine, so you're out of your routine. And that's why I think Coach Pettine's routine for this team on the road, these guys developing their own personal regimens for on the road. And like I said, some of the greatest bonds in football. One of my greatest memories, playing cards to and from on the plane.
Yeah.
You know, you see LeBron, you snippets of LeBron and mm-hmm Jordan back in the day playing cards with the guys. There is nothing better. It's that routine. You sit next to the same guys, you eat the same thing, you drink the same thing. You know, you play cards with the same group of guys. Someone wins, someone loses, but it's that bonding aspect of football that you can only replicate on the road. And there is no better feeling than watching, because every guy's, when you win, you want to stay as far away from the coaches with their laptops on the flight home, because the coaches are watching the film once they're broken down.
Yeah.
But on a win, man, it's like position huddles, positions are sitting, you know, coordinators are sitting with, you know, with their offensive players, or defensive linebackers are sitting with the linebacker coach and the coordinator watching your performance, diving in immediately to the good, bad, and indifferent, because it's so fresh on your mind that we just had this amazing success. There, you'll even, oh man, we missed this, or we could have done this, or could have done that, but we still won the football game. And when you don't, that mood changes. And I, and again, that's the one thing that I want for this football team, is start to develop some success on the road and build those bonds, because those bonds are bigger than just week. These become, you know, year-long bonds, become lifelong bonds because of the brothers that you have in this football organization.
Your thoughts on this, and I'm going to make a Brian Hoyer analogy to this coming up in a moment. 216-578-0850. All of you that want to do it on Twitter, at MattWilhelm57, at Michael Regai, at Browns_daily. Nathan Zagura will be joining the show a little bit later on. I mentioned the Browns haven't won in 7 straight games away from First Energy Stadium. Brian Hoyer, his first start of last year on that third Sunday of the season, September 22nd, I believe it was, without looking off the top of my head, in Minneapolis in the Dome, brought the Browns back. You know, he had a strong start with Josh Gordon and Jordan Cameron. He threw 3 picks in the second half and then brought the Browns back with 2 fourth quarter touchdown drives to win it. So Hoyer at the throttle, quarterback the last time the Browns were able to win. With what we're seeing from Brian Hoyer, and if for me, this goes way deeper, Matt, than numbers and statistics. You know, this to me is about a quarterback that is starting to get not only a strong feel for his offense, but his personnel, what they do well, their capabilities, their tendencies, or lack thereof, command of the huddle, and being a guy, maybe most importantly to me, whose voice is already starting to carry some weight with this football team. I'm so thrilled to see that. And Matt, to me, that's why I feel that Hoyer's already showed that, I mean, that was his first start last year, that he stepped in and was able to do that. And I think we're going to see the same thing and the carryover from the second half in Pittsburgh. Haven't been on the road now, and, you know, well, it's actually 4 weeks, counting the bye week. But to me, this is what a quarterback that comes in and takes control and seizes it and said, all right, this is how we're going to proceed, fellas, and this is why we're going to come in here and be able to keep scoring those 25 points a game, move the football, keep the defense off the field, and win a football game.
Right. And what I truly feel about Brian Hoyer in this case is, and you see it amongst all the upper echelon, you know, top 10 quarterbacks in the National Football League, is an amazing relationship with their offensive coordinator and their head coach.
Yeah.
And there's one word that signifies that, and that's trust. And I think Brian Hoyer right now is in the midst of growing that and earning that. And when I say that, what does that mean? That means that when Brian Hoyer comes off the field and says, coach, let's do this, or I think we should do that, or what about this, they actually listen. You know, because they trust his judgment, they trust his decision-making, they trust him as a leader, and his resume starts to speak for himself, albeit very short, not like the other guys that I rattled off. But the fact of the matter is, you know, he's running the show, and the ego of a coach who in some cases thinks they know it all, you know, and wants to run.
There's none like those in the NFL.
Oh, there definitely is. It's, you know, it's my game. Game plan. And what I think and what we should do is that they're developing that trust in Brian Hoyer, and they're receptive to his input. You know, so much that you see it in the next series, in the next half.
Like it.
You know, come to reality, and you see Brian Hoyer go. And that also, too, is then also, too, Brian Hoyer goes, wait, I went to him. He was receptive. We went out and it worked.
He believes
in me. Now we're a match made in heaven. Yeah. And he believes in me. Yeah. And we got something good going on. And the fact that if we can do that on the road bodes extremely well towards the steps that we've all talked about that Coach Mike Pettine has taken this football team.
Yeah, there's no question about that. And, you know, I've said this before, but I think it's a good time. And I don't want to steal too much because is it 145? Later on in the show, we're going to hear from Brian Hoyer on some of these very subjects. So I don't want to, you know, take away from your opportunity to hear from Hoyer himself. But the thing that, Matt, that I love right now, and he's one snippet that struck me is, you know, people now are starting to ask him, the media is starting to ask him, you've solved the, you know, long ongoing, everlasting problems that the Browns have had a quarterback. So now, and he said, listen, I'm going to keep getting better, and I'm going to continue to play, and I'm going to, through my play, let others judge that. But he also said, though, and this is what I love about it, he said, but I guarantee you this, for those of you, I have not plateaued yet.
Gosh,
and,
no.
And Matt, the thing that I keep going back to, he'll never say it. He won't say it publicly. He won't say it publicly. But I feel I've got a pretty good handle on what burns within this young man. And Matt, he bristles at those that say, well, he's a backup quarterback. He's a career backup quarterback.
Sure.
And I would too, because again, at the time, you know, coming into the season, he'd started 4 football games in the NFL. You already want to put that label on a guy? How about let's see what he does with this opportunity and where he takes it and how he seizes it for all the things we talked about a moment ago.
I agree. And I think that, you know, we as analysts and fans especially always want to hit that fast forward button.
Yeah.
What's next? What's he going to do next? You know, and I think, and also too, the fact of the matter is the mindset here in Cleveland has always been so derogatory and negative because of the history, especially at that position, that we want to fast forward. Well, okay, so Brian's winning right now, but they'll come up with some excuse to go to the next guy, you know, that we're going to draft the quarterback next year, that Johnny Manziel, that if we just slow down, and again, as cliche as it might sound, Browns fans, take this 1 week at a time, because if you fast forward, it's going to be gone, and you're not going to be able to live in the moment and live through the building process that's going on inside this place, and it starts at the quarterback position. You have a builder. He knows that, again, his structure is not built. He's continuing to go block by block,
exactly,
brick by brick,
yeah,
mortar, throw some mortar. You know, and again, we'll get to the point this season where a brick falls down, interception, force, you know, a fumble.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. But guess what?
Be confident in how he's going to handle that.
And I think the fact that, you know, how he was raised, where he was raised, again, in the words of LeBron James, you come back, you know, being born and raised, you know, it's earned here in Northeast Ohio. Brian Hoyer knows that. It burns through him. So he's going to get up off the ground, pick that brick up, climb the ladder,
yep,
and throw it right back on top of that pile.
Yeah, and it's one of the reasons I feel very good about that, that this is the – listen, you know, the Browns felt – I know it was a tremendously disastrous first half 4 weeks ago at Heinz Field. But, you know, the Browns guarantee you that this room feels like they let that get away. I mean, they had yet disastrous first half notwithstanding, that there was a big opportunity there to win the football game. Now, we know all the mitigating circumstances fine. But, again, those that use that and use that again and use it to serve as a motivator and not wanting to go down that road going forward, you know, I think it's good. And as we go to break too, Matt, the thing I've always said about Brian is that, look, he realizes that – he's got to play well and be productive and win, too. Or you're going to be talking about some other quarterback in here. He knows that, and I like that. Nobody has to tell him that. Nobody, fans, media, don't have to conjecture and posture, oh, this going wrong, that. He knows that more well than anybody for all the reasons you just said about growing up in this football-winning, starved city.
Right, and so, that's such a great point. And what popped into my head is, what's so hard for me to wrap my head around is that the quarterback position for the Cleveland Browns has been a laughingstock for how long now? 14 years?
Certainly for the 15 and the 16.
Okay, the 15 or 16 they've been back, okay?
Yeah.
So what is the standard in a Cleveland Browns fan's mind that Brian Hoyer has to reach for him to finally be accepted?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 8 wins?
Yeah.
Is it doubling your win total of last year? Is it a playoff appearance? Is it soon? When are we going to be happy, mm-hmm, with the fact that we don't have to talk about the quarterback position because it's in a good place right now? We don't have to keep it in the forefront of our mind. There are other places that we've talked about up and down in 4 weeks of the season that still need to get better, that still need to get fixed, that are still not flourishing the way we think they are when this kid's gone out and proved himself.
He has, and for the best thing about it, again, he's the one that's saying, listen, I've got a lot of area to go and a lot of ground I want to cover, but the thing about it is you know that he's going to put in every possible moment of dwelling on his work ethic and whatever it takes for him and this football team to get there. That's where and what you're going to get out of Brian Hoyer. We will hear from Brian Hoyer with regard to a lot of different subjects coming up a little bit later on in the show. We'll also hear from Jordan Cameron, and on the defensive side, Carlos Dansby. Fact and Fiction is coming up a little bit later on, as well as the roundtable today. Tom Withers from the AP and Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Matt Wilhelms here. I'm Michael Regai. Nathan Zagura will join coming up before the end of the day. You can too. 216-578-0850. All of you on Twitter at MattWilhelm57, at Nathan Zagura, at Browns underscore daily, at Browns, at Michael Regai. We got you covered. Emmett Golden, our producer, will have Emmett dive into your tweets a little bit later on. When we get back, more coming up. Don't go away. We'll continue on this thought. Our hot topics of the day have been laid out for you. As we said, let's get into what player stock is going up into Sunday and what player needs to step it on up. That's how we do it here. Glad you're a part of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Wilhelms here. I'm Reg Eye. We're back at you in a moment. Don't move.